Welcome to At the CR Quick Chat, conversations with community managers and social media practitioners. My name is Jim Storer, and I'm a principal at the Community Roundtable, a peer network for community managers and social media practitioners. You can find more about us at community-roundtable.com. Now on to the podcast.
Hi, Cindy. The first thing I'd love to have you do is kind of introduce yourself. I'm Rachel Hoppe with the Community Roundtable, and I've invited Cindy Meltzer from Isis Maternity, which is a small to mid-sized local retail chain in the Boston area. And Cindy is formerly, I think, their community manager now. Is that correct, Cindy?
Yes, that's correct. Very recently.
And how did you come into that role?
So my background is in education and social work. I actually did some classroom teaching in my previous life and social policy analysis and all kinds of, I have like a potpourri of a background. But anyway, I came into ISIS after having my two children, and I became an instructor, a new moms groups instructor. We have retail side of ISIS, and we also have an education side. And the education side is everything from pregnancy to preschool. So the instructor, I became an instructor of the new moms groups, which is right when baby's born, moms come in with their newborns, and we have a whole curriculum. We support them. We build community, and we teach them some tips and tricks on surviving those first few weeks.
and that's actually such perfect background for community management. And
it really
and
is.
It sounds like you're basically doing it already, just not in the online.
That's the wonderful thing about our business, is that we have an existing community. And so what I'm just trying to do, what we're trying to do, is bring that to as many platforms as possible, so moms interact with us in all kinds of different ways.
Yeah, so that's so interesting to me. And actually, there's a big conversation that you may not know about it because you're coming into the online space relatively recently, but there's a big crowd talking about social learning from the HR and training perspective. And even the best social content people have curriculum or education backgrounds.
Well, that's really good to hear, too, because, you know, as an education person, I sometimes feel like, you know, it's the only place I can work, a school, you know, and it really isn't. So it's kind of nice to hear that a lot of people with my background end up in this kind of position. So
yeah, and I think, I mean, if you think about it at the fundamental level, I think community is about striving to do something together.
Right. Right.
And that's an education process, even if not horribly formal in the sense of school.
Yeah. And you need to be extroverted. You need to be willing to take risks and speak out and try new things. And that's all, you know, part of my background in real community building. And now, well, this is real community building, but it's in a slightly different environment.
Yeah, and one of the things that we talk to a lot of people about is none of the community building aspects are new.
Right.
But they do play out in different ways online.
Definitely.
Because of the immediacy or the 24/7 nature of it, or the synchronicity or the asynchronicity or what have you, depending on what the platform is. But one of the reasons...
It lends itself really well to our clients who tend to be up in the middle of the night doing things, and it's nice that we're, our community is alive 24/7.
They have somebody available any time and any place they need it, which is great. Yeah. Oh, one of the things that I found interesting about where you're at and your experience, and we talked about this just a bit for the call, which is you're just getting into the online space, but you understand the community thing very intuitively. And one of the things that I kind of remember feeling but don't as much anymore is these rapid aha moments of understanding what the opportunity is. Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of what your experience has been?
Yeah, well, we have those wow, aha moments pretty much on an hourly basis around here because it's just, it's, you know, new for us and exciting for us, and we've gotten such a wonderful response from our clients. So, you know, I'm still an instructor, so I talked about being an instructor, but I also moved into a full-time role here shortly after becoming an instructor and was doing project management, and then this was one of my projects, and it suddenly became my full-time focus, which is wonderful. And that's when we really started seeing the biggest change, and that's when a lot of those giant leaps started happening for us, when we put our full energy, or my full energy, into building our online community.
Mm.
So really, I think probably the biggest thing for us has been our Facebook page has really, really sort of exploded in a way, from being pretty much dormant, somewhat. We were using it a tiny bit here and there, and it was always building fans all along because we have a very dedicated fan base already.
Mm-hmm.
So people just like saying they're a fan of ISIS because they are, and we have that existing community. So we were always gaining fans with our page, but as soon as I started engaging with our fans, things just really went crazy, and that's we're really
I was doing percentages, and the member growth jumped in 1 month about 23%, but the engagement growth jumped like 900%.
I know, it was crazy. When I looked at the numbers, I was like, oh my goodness, I just can't believe, and it didn't even seem like we did anything, you know, superhuman.
So what did you
amazing.
Do?
Oh, so what we did, it actually was January 1st. I picked a really good day to start doing it.
A good metrics day.
We decided to just start focusing in on our Facebook page because I guess I realized I'm still in the classroom and I'm a mom myself, and I realized that really that's where our moms are.
Mm-hmm.
Is on Facebook, and we were, you know, we were trying hard with Twitter, and we were, you know, doing some other things and with blog, and that's all working out very nicely. But I said, you know, it's kind of like, why don't we go to the mountain or move the mountain?
And that's a very, very important point for people.
So we went to the mountain, and we started posting a question of the day, very simple. That is about pregnancy, parenting, something general enough that it engages most of our clients. Because, you know, questions about pregnancy are great for people who are pregnant and also anyone who has been pregnant to share their experience. And so we try to keep the questions nice and general to engage as many people as possible. So the question of the day was really a giant leap for us. Just as far as engagement is concerned, I remember the first day that I did it, that January 1st, I put the question up, and then I literally jumped up from my desk, ran around the office, and said, please log on to Facebook and answer my question of the day so I can get some conversations started so we won't look dumb, you know, posting the question of the day. And they're like, okay, we'll get to it when we can. You know, they're busy with work, you know, other things. I went to sit down at my desk, refresh the Facebook page, and I already had 3 responses from clients in the first, like, 10 minutes of it being up there. And I'm like, I should have known, you know?
Yeah.
I,
all you I need to do is ask some of the time.
Exactly, exactly. And that was a big aha moment for me. It's like, they're there. I just have to talk to them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great aha moment. All I have to do is be human.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Be a person instead of just, you know, a brand saying...
A logo.
Yeah, a logo and promotional messages, which we still do, but now mixed in with, you know, real life conversation, they're much more well received.
Yep, absolutely. So any other things as you went along the path? You started asking questions. What did you do next?
The other thing that we did was to, well, it was sort of twofold. We revitalized our blog, which had some technical issues for a while and was dormant for a long time. And so we got the blog going again, set up an editorial calendar. So we really have lots of content coming in now to my desk. I generate some of the content, but really the majority is from what we have a wonderful pool of experts here to be writing on so many different topics for new and expecting parents. So anyway,
how do you manage that? Is it a multi-author blog, or is it all under a heading? How do you identify the writers?
I'm working on that right now, actually. I made everyone who is going to be a regular contributor, I made them into a user, and it's WordPress. And so it does post their name. And even though I'm the one actually going into WordPress, I'm the only one who goes in sort of as editor to set up everything and tag the photos and do all that. But I can assign the author, and it shows up that they're the author. And then I'm working on now are all the author profiles, which I'm going to be posting sort of on the sidebar to show, because we have some people who are going to be contributing at least twice a month, and I consider them to be regular contributors. And so they'll all have profiles right up on the front page of the blog. So it will be, you know, a community effort. And so with all this work I'm doing on the blog, I'm like, you know, this is all great, but now I need to get people to read it. And so we connected the blog over to Facebook. And since we were really, you know, gaining fast in Facebook, we connected the two, and that really helped push a lot of traffic over to our blog.
Have you put Facebook Connect back onto the blog as well?
I haven't, but I think that's something we're considering. We're doing some work in the back end as our technology and our website, and we're going to build in some of that kind of thing in the near future. So
Facebook makes it relatively easy to do that. It's a widget include, just FYI.
So people can log in and then leave a comment as their Facebook.
Right, and see who your other fans are on Facebook and join your Facebook group. And it's just a nice back and forth integration instead of the one way.
Yeah, that's definitely on my to-do list. I want to put a Twitter stream on there, too. So, but, yeah, just connecting the two really helped pull traffic to our blog and create conversation around our blog posts on the Facebook page, which is interesting. We, you know, at the first couple of times I posted the blog, we didn't have a whole lot of comments on the actual blog. And now we get comments in both places. We get them on the Facebook page, and we also get them on the blog itself.
Have you seen any interesting behavior from your community members that was unexpected for you? Either in terms of the content that they're participating or the awareness that they're generating or kind of, just unexpected behavior.
I think it was interesting because when I went to the CR Live lunch last week, one of the things you were talking about was holding back a little bit as community manager when you post something, not to immediately try and answer. And so I decided to give it a try because my instinct had been if someone posted a parenting-related question that I wanted to jump on there and be, you know, ISIS giving an answer, which is, you know, what I wanted
it's
to be
the first instinct.
I wanted to be able to do, for clients. But so I decided to see what would happen if I didn't immediately post. And so someone posted a question, you know, about a product that I knew it was a product we don't sell, but it was a product that I knew the answer to and I could have posted right away and given her the answer. But I held back and I was surprised to see, I shouldn't have been, but I was surprised to see three or four responses from the community to this mom who had posted this question. I don't, and I realized, I guess, that it, the community can, is starting to support itself and support each other, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's great to, I actually just posted something about that today. It's great to see those shoots of life, and it's kind of like you can overwater a plant.
Right. Right.
It does need water, but it also needs space to just grow.
Right.
It's not unlike parenting in that regard.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I notice when I hold back from posting too much on our page, I tend to get more responses to what I have posted already.
Mm.
So I need to, you know, sit back and not be so trigger happy, you know.
it's a fine line, and you kind of have to watch for a while to see what that fine line cadence is.
Right.
And I think it does increase over time, meaning the community's ability to absorb more regular content increases as it gets bigger.
Yes. That's a good
and more active.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of have to wait for it a little bit.
Right, right.
Twiddle your thumbs, if you will.
Watch eagerly.
So what are your hopes for your community this year?
A lot of it has to do with some of the things we're planning for our website, which are very exciting. And we're contemplating where we want to go as far as an online community. To, besides, right now we have a really nice presence on Facebook, but we're thinking about other options for bringing our community online, the community that already exists, you know, in our classes. And having a way for them to connect online somehow, whether that be through a utility like Facebook Connect or possibly a platform of its, you know, some kind of a community platform of its own. So that's definitely coming in the next few months, definitely by the end of the year. So that's going to be a nice, yet another thing for us to build. And I think it should hopefully build pretty quickly and successfully based on the success we've had so far. So that's one of our hopes. So
one question I have is, and you're probably a little early for this, but have you given thought to what's the one or two business outcomes or drivers that you're hoping to get from the community initiative?
Well,
meaning, is it more signups? Is it more awareness? Kind of what's the primary driver for you if you thought about it?
The primary driver, you know, as it is in all for-profit companies, is, you know, we want conversions over into class and product sales.
Mm-hmm.
That's really our goal. And so that's, you know, that's one major goal. The other one is being, you know, viewed or seen as the experts in this increasingly crazy world of parenting information, having a filter and someone telling you, okay, I'm going to listen to them because I trust them and there's so much information coming at me. You know I can go to ISIS to get the best information from the experts. And so being that conduit for our clients is a huge goal for us. And I think it already exists a lot in our centers, and so we'd love to be able to bring it online as well.
That's a great goal, and it's actually consistent with one of the things that I talk about a lot, which is how can you serve more of the needs of your constituents so that they're there when they also want your service and products, and they're the first people that you think of, that they
top
think of.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Keeping it top of mind, and you're in a market space that lends itself very nicely to being that resource.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, and we'll post this up on our blog, and I'm sure it will be really helpful to other people who are thinking of getting started, because at one level it's overwhelming, and at the other level, getting started can be as simple as asking a question on the Facebook page.
Exactly, exactly. And it's really exciting and a lot of fun.
Thanks for joining us today on At the CR Quick Chat, conversations with community managers and social media practitioners, sponsored by the Community Roundtable. That's community-roundtable.com. Also, special thanks to Kit Seaborg and the team at bumpertunes.net for providing the music in this podcast. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to check in next week for the next At the CR Quick Chat. Have a great day.